Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Tokyo, South America, Australia, France, Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Dancing in the Streets. That's a song written by Marvin Gaye and William Mickey Stevenson and Ivy Joe Hunter. First became popular in 1964 when recorded by Martha and the Vandellas, whose version reached number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and peaked at number 4 in the UK singles. It is one of Motown's signature songs and is the group's premier signature song in 1966, covered by the Mamas and Papas. It was a minor hit at the top 100 at 73. In 82, Van Halen took the cover of Dancing in the Street, reached up to number 38. Also hit 15 on the Canadian charts. 1985, a duet between David Bowie and Mick Jagger charted at number 1 in the UK and reached number 7 in the US. So the one we just heard. The song's been covered by many other artists, including the Kinks, the Tags, the Grateful Dead, Little Richard, Myra, and the Struts. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend to be somebody I'm not. It's Motown. I'm Jay Harry, your host for the night. With me is my little sister, Miss Periwinkle herself, Eberly. She does all the heavy in the back. She has all the heavy lifting in the back, so I can sit out here and look pretty. Thank you, Deborah. So, and
my pleasure.
I've been waiting for this time. I love every time we go to Motown.
Nice little list of songs there, you think?
Yeah, I loved it. I didn't know there was that big thing we had there.
Well, we didn't exactly, but I looked up the top ones and started loading.
I love researching. I get into listening to some of the old songs and some of the who covered them, and I get lost in them. I just have to run out of time. But
I had forgot that Van Halen and then Bowie and Jagger covered it. And since we are being listened to nowadays in 51 countries, I thought it was pretty cool to start us off with Mick Jagger and David Bowie, because they shout out to all kinds of countries around the world before they start singing. So it just seemed perfect.
Yeah. After seeing David Bowie when he was young with Bing Crosby at the Christmas special, I longed to hear him slow down and do some melodies and some harmonizing. I mean,
oh, I agree with you, Dad. It's a beautiful and my favorite version of the song.
Yeah, Motown. Little history on it. It was behind the genius of Mr. Berry Gordy Jr. He borrowed $800 from the family and became a multi-million-dollar industry corporation, world international. I had it myself. Due to the Pamela, Berry Gordy Jr. at Pamela Records on January 12, 1959, and incorporated with Motown Records Corporation on April 14, 1960. Its name of Motor Town, Detroit, where we built the cars, right? Became for Detroit. When the label was originally headquartered, Berry Gordy's interest in record business began when he opened a record store called the 3D Record Mart, a shop he hoped to educate customers about the beauty of jazz in Detroit, Michigan. The Gordys were international. They were entrepreneurs. They're entrepreneurs. Although the shop did not last very long, Gordy's interest in the music business did not fade. He frequently Detroit's downtown nightclubs and in the Flame Show Bar, where he met bar manager Al Green, the singer, though. Right? Okay. He owned a music publishing company called Pearl Music that represented Detroit-based musician Jackie Wilson. Gordy became part of the group of songwriters with his sister Gwen Gordy and Billy Davis, who wrote songs for Wilson. Reet Petit was their first major hit, which appeared in November 1959. During the next 8 months, Gordy helped write six more Wilson A-sides, including Lonely Teardrops, a peak popular hit in 1958. Between 57 and 58, Gordy wrote or produced over 100 sides for various artists with his siblings, Anna, Gwen, and Robert, and other collaborators of various combinations. Yeah, Berry Gordy, man, what a genius. He also was intelligent enough to know that how you record is only as good as what people are listening to. People were listening to an AM transistor radio, basically. So what he did was he got his music on the top end to sound better under those sort of crappy circuits, crappy equipment. So it sounded better. It had a different tone to it than anybody else. It didn't matter if you were playing a Woods or what bass speakers you had, because it's only as good as the speaker you're listening to. So I thought it was a genius of him to get that that end of it. Yeah, Motown. The genre of music, they can't get the music back. I don't know what to do with. Why they can't get the music back. The closest I didn't get an answer to that is the soul. These guys, the Temptations, the Four Tops, the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, And then we'll have the on. I think most of them are gospel singers. So they had that with them. Levi Stubbs. The biggest argument most Motown is whether you're Temptations or Four Tops. Which fan are you? That's usually it's like a Marianne Ginger thing.
No, not me. I'm a Gemini. I like everything. It's too hard to pick one favorite. And my parents listened to them both, so I would have a reason for liking each particular song rather than who was singing it. Like, they were heavy listeners of the Platters, too, but I don't think they're considered Motown.
Who did you say?
The Platters.
Oh, the Platters. No. They sing at the they had the 50th anniversary, and Bill Cosby hosted this, and it was at the Apollo. I believe it was at the Apollo Theater. They had the anniversary of tribute to Motown. And they had the Platters, the Cadillacs. Along with somebody, another group I can't remember. Potters, the Cadillacs. And they had the Four Tops and the Temptations. And they come out, Temptations and Four Tops come out, and they battle each other, they sing each other's songs. It's so entertaining. But there were 19 Temptations at one time. There was two groups that was traveling under the name Temptations. It was when David Ruffin split up from the lead singer for the Temptations, he formed his own group with some of their band members. So they had to lay down the laws. I'm sure it's one of the copyright infringement laws that is on the books. I'm sure it started with somewhere in Motown. They had 19 Temptations, great singers, but there was only Four Tops. And Levi Stubbs, I was a Four Top guy. Levi Stubbs was the man. He was the lead singer for the Four Tops. Kevin, are you in the studio?
Yes, I am.
Can we play Just Walk Away, Renee? This is a song that was a one-hit wonder for the band Left Bank. Well, they had two hits, and this was one of them. It was such a hit that it was picked up by a group. One of them was the Four Tops, and they made a monster hit out of the song. Go away, Renee. Oh. This is the Left Bank version. I thought we had the Four Tops version. But started, got up and listened to it. Turn it back up. Thank you. I'm trying to get into the studio. Thank you. That's my bad. That's the left bank version. I thought we had the Four Tops version, but that's the left bank. Just walk away every day. Entrepreneurial. There. I knew I'd get it. It's a big word. Wasn't expecting it. One of the first signed artists was Smokey Robinson with Berry Gordy and Motown Records. That's it. I think if the Lord said for eternity you could see one color or one genre of music, I think it would be Motown with me. Well, really, Deb, I know you like my time. Okay, I'm losing my page. I grew up in the Bay Area.
I did it backwards. Yeah. I muted to talk and unmuted to. Anyway, I think I could live with, if I was stuck with nothing but Motown, it wouldn't hurt my feelings. I would miss rock and roll, but there's enough movement and grit going on and rhythm and soul that I could deal.
Yeah, we did an experiment one night at the Crowded Tavern. We stacked the jukebox with some of the most popular bar songs, according to the bartender in the nation, and he played them. And I said, I will play Motown afterwards, and stacked them up. This is what's the crowd, so his picks, and, you know, not really, just people, you know, enjoying themselves. But when Motown started, people couldn't sit still. People are moving around, trying to dance in the chair. So it's got a subconscious flavor to it that everybody seems to pick up on. The Detroit headquarters was there was a sign out front that said, Hitsville, USA, placed there by Motown founder Berry Gordy. It was at the Modest Home at 2648 West Grand Boulevard in Detroit City. Let's see, founded by January 12, 1959. Berry Gordy and his sister were some of the first songwriters. I didn't realize that they had written so many of the songs.
Me either. I didn't realize that Berry Gordy wrote Lonely Teardrops, so I just added that to the studio.
There you go. All right. Yeah, said it was one of his first ones. Said the Motown was a black-owned, black-centered business and gave white Americans something they could not get enough of. Joyous, sad, romantic, mad, grooving music was Motown. Berry Gordy was a former boxer and automobile worker. He met and urged Smokey Robinson to sign with him. He was 10 years younger. Younger than Gordy, he decided to establish Motown Records with friends with Smokey Robinson, who was the lead singer of the band called The Miracles. I know the hit Tears of a Clown was Stevie Wonder had wrote the music, and he went to Smokey. He goes, look, I got this music. It's got this carousel type of circus little, you know, ditty in it. Can you use it? He goes, yeah, so you wrote Tears to the Clown for it. It was a monster hit. Stevie Wonder wrote that music to that song. Found that interesting. They knew each other that young. Stevie Wonder was 15 years old when he was jamming. Okay.
Wow, I didn't know that. I just put a photo of Hitsville, which is now the Motown Museum, on the board. And the link as well to the Motown Museum.
Cool. I'm sure they still get a lot of people just cruising by. Wonder if it's still a small neighborhood. For the next decade, musicians and groups produced by Motown defy comprehension. Martha and the Vandellas, Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Temptations, The Four Tops, Diana Ross, The Supremes, Gladys Knight, The Pips, The Jackson 5, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, and on and on and on. What a power. It had a Motown sound. There was a sound to it. There was something that tickled the feather in your ear. It is rumored that Gordy modeled his hit factory after the Detroit car assembly line that he knew so well. Make a good product, then make something similar and make it quick. Over here were the songwriters Robinson and the team of Eddie Holland, Dozier, and Brian Holland. I think Eddie Holland was one of the singers in the Temptations. Dozier and Holland, over there was talent Stevie Wonder, who was labeled discovered when he was 11. Marvin Gaye, who wanted so much to be a jazz crooner before came into his own in the late 60s, and above all, Diana Ross. When the label put the stake in, her stake in early on. And told so many times she was the star, and she drove off one of the Supremes before quitting to launch a solo career.
All right, now pause on that thought.
Yeah.
Let's start with Stevie. He's in the studio. So how about, because like, you got a million songs, so let's play a couple of them while we're doing all this educating. Okay, I am going to that right now.
Yeah, that Stevie Wonder is comes a little later than what I consider the Motown years, but what a classy guy. I always thought it'd be very difficult to be a singer or a band member in a band of a guy like Ray Charles or Stevie Wonder, because it'd be tone perfect. You know, when you're messed up. A couple of songs were just classic. I think Reach Out, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, Standing in the Shadows of Love. Probably classic. We might die today.
Now, Hatter, don't you have two covers for this one?
Yes.
So, what do you know about these people?
An idea. It was an idea I was having, but we probably don't have time for different covers.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to do a real quick comparison. That was the one that people would be used to hearing. Okay, this is Michael Bolton.
I think you're too far away now.
Michael Bolton did a Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. They figured he'd be good at that. That's bad.
Okay, and the next one says Boyzone.
Now, can't you feel that you can't go on?
That was pretty cool.
Versions. Huh? They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're both pretty cool.
Yeah.
Both covers.
I thought it was very dangerous for a lot of these guys to do covers of Motown. Because it's I don't think it's the easiest movie to music to replicate in the same kind of manner, but what I found some great artists. Remember the Smiths? You had them last week, or one of our shows last week. The Smiths did ballroom books.
The Sweet.
They do a cover. Yeah, by Sweet. Yeah, I said Smith. Yeah, by Sweet. They do a cover of Reach Out, and I think one other Motown that I saw. Not too bad. Yeah, Reach Out. I'm trying to get my scroller to work, Deb. I can't. I'm no good in the studio. My scroller is not working.
That's all right. If you just keep, you just go on your topic page and click Read More, and the entire list of songs and stuff is there. You just stay on there and make commands, and I'll push
them. I was hoping you'd say that. And there you are. Look at you. Okay. Yeah, there's that. Okay. I'm going to go back. Excellent. I grew up until I was about 10 years old, 12 years old, in Bay Area, San Francisco, Oakland, Berkeley. And the AM radio, Big 610, Golden, was one of the biggest markets in the nation. They played a combo of Motown and the surfing rock was big then. This is talking about mid-60s, towards the late 60s. So I got my own flavor. I loved Bernadette. Just Walk Away, Renee. Stand in the Shadows of Love. Reach Out. Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch.
Everyone you just said is in there, yeah.
You know, and I would find it hard to name that many songs of any other group, but I can on Motown. What does that say?
Can't disagree with you there either. But because of that, when I was little and my family would get together, the grown-ups would sit around the dining table and, you know, have a cocktail or a beer or whatever. And I would have my aunt's little case, and I would be the jukebox, and I would just keep swapping the 45s for them. I have a whole bunch of the 45s now.
Do you really?
Yeah. Chunk of my aunt's collection.
Okay, I'm looking for that list. We chat quite a bit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, well.
Okay, got it. Now, we have Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. It's either that version or it was originally wrote and given to Gladys Knight. She does a great version. She does a great version. So that might be the version we have. There's a little.
No, actually, I went with what I knew that my parents and aunts listened to. So when I grabbed it, unless it's under Hatter, the version that's under Motown is Marvin Gaye. But let me look under Hatter.
Oh, is it Marvin Gaye?
Yeah, I'm doing it now because
okay.
I also today I went in to the staff room and put the entire list of songs in there so that it's always easy to find. It starts out with the Motown songs, but then it's completely alphabetical. So let's see. Let me look under Hat. I do not see Heard It Through the Grapevine.
So,
although I have to admit that sometimes you put your own in, so I don't know how you could have labeled it Gladys Knight, or let me see here.
We can mark that Walk Away, Renee. Put the left bank.
That already under Motown.
Okay, you know what I did find,
though?
It
was one of your favorites.
Was a Levi Stubbs tribute. It's about it's not long. It's under Motown Stubbs tribute. Can you play that?
Okay.
I'll put that on now. My favorite Motown singer was the lead singer for the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs. Just a little menage of the songs that he did.
I'm ready when you are.
Yeah, hit it.
Walk with me. Take my hand.
Every drop of rain is glad it found her. He is a dear and a very, very old friend of mine, not that old.
Levi Stubbs. He was that's Aretha Franklin introducing Levi Stubbs.
He's a world-class superstar, and what makes it so good is he's our very, very own Mr. Levi Stubbs!
Levi Stubbs is an American baritone singer that's known for his R&B group, Four Tops. He released a variety of Motown hit records during the 60s and 70s. He has been noted as one of the most powerful, emotional, dramatic style of singing. Levi Stubbs was born 1936. June 6th. He died October 17, 2008, in Detroit, Michigan. That's five kids. Married to the same lady until his death. Four Tops. Thank you, Levi.
Standing in the shadows of love. I mean.
The rest is, you can play something else. The rest is just a speech.
Standing in the shadows of love.
There you go. Levi Stubbs. I remember 2008 when he passed away. I guess at his funeral it was like for a king, the people that showed up for his services. She died at the age of 72. Seemed like a very nice guy, married to the same lady since 1960. That was 58 years. Yeah, I think it was a Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, Don't Just Walk Away, Renee, and Bernadette. The songs when I was a kid. Bernadette. And it's got that, both of them got that driving, that beat that it just, it's not building, but it makes you feel like it's building up. I love the clippity-clop western sound at the beginning of Reach On. Yeah, it turns out. Interesting facts about Levi. Levi was from 1954 to 2004. Lived famous for four tops. They sold over 50 million records, including such hits as Bernadette, Standing in the Shadows of Love, Reach Out, Baby I Need Your Lovin', and it's the same old song. Let's say that the Elvis might have been the king. They say that Levi Stubb was surely the prince. Because unlike so many other lead singers in those days, Stubbs refused to go out on his own in a solo act, which was very tempting to it. All his lead singers were the temptations. The Brucker Brothers, Luther Vandross, as I was.
Luther Vandross.
There you go. Died at 72 in 2008. He lived and died in Detroit City. He said Elvis might have been king, but Levi was prince, was a prince of a fellow. He was my favorite. You guys have, man. I was surprised to hear that they were all still alive. I did write it down. Let's see if I can find it. I think all the four tops, I think only one of them is still alive to this day. But it seemed like Wavy was the first. Okay. So I know you have that Lonely Girl song.
I do, but before we play another one, let's say hello to the Queen.
Queen.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
The Queen.
Motown.
We're jamming to some Motown in here. Glad you came.
Yeah. I didn't bring one, but I might have something. I might be able to find something.
Well, we have 7,003 songs that you could just listen to Hatter talk and listen to music with us if you want. Either way is fine.
Sure.
But what do you want to hear next, Hatter?
I was looking up real quick. Levi Stubbs has gone. Lawrence Payton, we lost in 2006. And Benson also. So there might be only one surviving member of this other four tops.
And you mentioned this one a moment ago, and I don't think we played it yet. So while you think about it, let's check this one out. I know Lady A knows it. Let's take it away.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, cause I'm so lonely.
Busy thinking about my baby. So, Lady A, how are you this evening?
Yes. I was wondering if you played Marvin Gaye's Heard It Through the Grapevine.
I suppose so. I think it might be, Glass Nick. Check it out.
Oh, you already played it?
Either one's good. You can see how Marvin changed it up a little bit, but the original written by Buddy Gordy for Glass Night was, if it is it, you'll see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that the copy I have is Marvin, and I am pushing play right now.
Yay.
Yeah. Written by Berry Gordy Jr. and his sister for Gladys Knight and the Pips, taken then by Creedence. Was Creedence next? I think Marvin Gaye grabbed it next, made it international. The Creedence Clearwater made it a little rock, so the song reaches.
Yeah, Michael McDonald did a version of that. That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of like Proud Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fits anything. Plug it in. Listen to it. Yeah, Motown was your favorite Motown song, Lady A, in Canada.
What's my favorite or the top Canadian Motown song?
Mm. Yeah, what Motown singers are from Canada? Yeah.
Well, there's all the singers that are in the United States. Because Motown's in the U.S.
Lady A, I put the link for Hatter's Topic on the chat wall, and in there is the list of Motown songs that are in the studio.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, let me just see where I go back there.
Okay.
Yeah, I loved Motown. I loved the Supremes especially. And, yeah, you got a lot of stuff here, yeah. And there were a lot of remakes.
You didn't answer your question, Hatter.
I'm sorry? Say that again?
You didn't ask the Queen your
Oh, did you have a question, Hatter?
The question starts with four tops.
Oh, were you a Temptations fan or a Four Tops? Is that right?
I like both of them really, but probably probably the Temptations.
So like Papa Was a Rolling Stones, My Girl.
Yeah. I love that song, Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Not Reach Out or
Yep.
Stand up and do a little dance. Temptations, yeah, great list of hit songs too. Just My Imagination.
Yeah, you know who else I loved during that time was the Isley Brothers.
Yeah, I think they were
good.
Yeah.
I don't know throughout their whole career if they were or not. But,
I forgot. I heard Treat Her Like a Lady. Get Ready.
Oh yeah, they had some fabulous songs, the Isley Brothers.
Yeah,
are they on your list, the Isley Brothers?
I think there's one.
Yeah. Walk Away Renee, that was a good song too.
Yeah, that was Four Tops. I'm losing you.
And I love
I really like
ready.
This one. I say to
myself, you're yeah. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a top, one of the Four Tops.
Yeah. I can remember how I was
sparkly
when I heard
the song. And driving in sparkly suit, singing back out.
Bernadette, remember that?
Yep. You were my destiny. Leave I am, Martha.
Hatter, I'll be back in 5 minutes.
There was something about Motown music like no other music, wasn't there?
Yeah. For anyone listening stumbles across, this is ATOV Radio, Motown.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
What did you ask me?
Was it? I was just doing the call sign. Just saying anybody that just stumbled across the station, this is ATOV Radio. It's Motown. Big sound.
Yeah.
Is my mic going away? Do I need to call back?
No, it's just my phone. I have to use my landline, and it's the volume is turned down, and it's just really hard to hear.
Okay.
That's all. Me.
Well, I'll speak up a little bit.
Okay.
So when you went to your dances when you were a kid that you did at Motown?
Oh, my God, yes. Motown. I played almost exclusively Motown. I love that music. Still do today. So many beautiful songs.
For the stroll. Motown. Good for the stroll. You had a dance for the stroll?
No, I don't know what that is.
Guys on one side, girls on the other, and the ones at the end dance down the middle, and you just keep walking down. You go to the end of the line, you dance down the stroll. You just do the stroll dance down the, yeah. Never seen that, huh? Okay.
No. I don't know if I can find it on. And I like Sam Cooke, too. Sam Cooke was good. Otis Redding. And I absolutely love the Supremes.
Yeah, the Supremes. You know, Mount Hyannis, Love Child.
Yeah. The Isley Brothers
are tough now. That must be Levi and Diana Ross singing.
I always felt the other two girls got a shitty rap, though.
Maybe that might be, you know, Martha.
Mary Wilson.
There's Mary Wilson. Wow, I just closed. See, this is one of, to me, the R&B that's known as Motown changed.
Now, there's another soul singer that I liked a lot, but he wasn't Motown. It was Al Green.
Al Green was a little Motown. Sure he was.
No, I just looked it up to see if he was, and he wasn't.
No, I don't care what they say. Well, they got it wrong.
Al Green was definitely the same one.
Yeah, Al Green and deep voice, right? Do they have just R&B?
Yeah. I'm trying to find that. A little bit.
I don't know. I think about 1970, I believe.
That lady.
Motown changed.
Remember the Isley Brothers' Summer Breeze? That was a really big hit.
Summer Breeze? I remember Seals and Crofts.
Summer
Breeze.
So good. Let me see if I can get the link to you. Let me see. Now, what do I do when I push share? I just put in bed.
What are you trying to do?
I want to put Summer Breeze in the room.
On the chat?
Yeah.
You copy embedded.
Okay.
And go over to the...
And put that in the room.
AP and... Yeah. Should work.
Okay, let me see. Copy. And that was a great song.
So where were you when we had school night?
Later.
You didn't show up when we had school night. Went over this.
Let's see. Yeah, there it is. The Isley Brothers' Summer Breeze.
So we're going to rush into... Okay, we'll wait.
Laughing Soul is in the room.
Yeah, keep talking. I'm just switching rooms and switching phones, so just...
Okay, all right. Get ready. That's another song that was passed around quite a bit. I think Rare Earth did it.
I don't know if you can put that one in the room or not.
And how did it post? Let me go, let me run over there. I'm not switching. Is it nice to get away from the poetry for a night, huh?
You think?
A little bit. Maybe some, so yeah, we are. We're down to 45 minutes. Wow. The number here is 1-646-668-2837. Free to join. Call in. Card tricks. A clown. All right. So let's try.
There must be a way to turn this volume up on my phone. It's driving me crazy. I can hardly hear anybody.
You know, if you take it, put it in a bag, go out in front of it, and swing it around your head, bark, swing like a chicken.
Oh. Well, there's a way to do it, but I can't see it. I'm half, it's sort of in the dark. I'm in my bed, so, oh, there it is. Let's see if it'll go higher.
You're in your bed.
I am.
Stay in school. Stay in school.
If I fall asleep, you know, I've done that a time or two.
Hey, hey, Deb, maybe we should go like, ooh, baby, baby. How's that? Baby. I think that's the 5-7-5. Classic 5. Ooh. Maybe she's switching phones. My scroller's not working, Lady A. I can't get anything to work when I'm in the studio. My scroller. I can't scroll the music.
Oh. Deb, I don't know if you could put that song Summer Breeze in the studio or not, but...
It would probably hang up for a while. We don't know when it would be done. Let's see. If I could scroll down, I could tell you if there was anything pending. I don't think there is. I think I asked you this before. I was trying to have a conversation about the. You had some pictures of you at a dance, wasn't it? Didn't you?
Pictures of me at a dance? No.
Yeah,
I
you were in fifth grade or sixth grade?
Oh, no, it wasn't me. Pretty sure it wasn't.
You didn't go to dances? Yeah, you have a crush on a guy. You met him 40 years later, 30 years later.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy.
Okay, so Lady A, did you look at the list that's available?
I did. Great.
What do you want to hear?
Keep copying places. Put it in a draft. Put it in a draft.
Huh?
Yeah, the video. Copy-paste that list so you have it in a draft.
There's a topic board in the meeting room, and it has an alphabetical list of everything in the studio, and the Motown songs are listed with a heading of Motown and then a song title. So if she just looks at the Motown list.
Yeah. I forgot you had it in the meeting room. I'm sorry, I thought we
were. Yeah, well, I put it on the chat wall, I put it on your topic board, and then I made it its own topic. That way everybody, it would be easier for everybody. But I want to play this one.
Lonely Girl, that's a good one.
Which
Lonely
one?
Lonely Girl. That was Lonely Girl.
That's my song.
Lonely Girl.
That's a lot of that.
I couldn't bring myself to turn that one down.
There's another one.
Can I ask
another one?
Oh,
you
sure.
Really got a hold on me?
Okay. On my way. Down here, all the way to the bottom. You really got a hold on me.
Well, lady, you guys done. We should go over, you know, I should have, well, planned better and got some of the history of Temptations. That's very interesting. You ever run across that documentary on the Temptations?
No.
I think it's called My Girl.
Oh, yeah? No, I don't think I've seen it.
They say it's pretty well close to what it happened. Good guys, bad guys. A lot of good music.
Yeah.
We played quite a few Four Top songs, I would say, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I said I think we played at least a half a dozen Four Top songs, don't you think?
You know, we need to do Apple Peaches Pumpkin Pie.
Well, okay. Let's go here because this is like one of my favorites.
Okay.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind.
Truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to me.
excellent music.
It is.
I can never listen to the Motown because I always hear my mind would always pick up the pop. End up playing. drove them, I guess, crazy. Okay.
I love Motown.
Well,
it was so good back then, you know, like the Motown sound, the 70s sound. Loved it.
I have run across many musicians. I've said this before. I've asked anybody that I've come across, how come that sound, you can't duplicate it? There's a, I don't know if it's that, the four tops driving, that beat that triggers that, or the notations, the harmonies. But there's something missing in what they call later Motown after like 1970. Gordy wrote a few songs for the Jackson 5, but I find it hard. I don't consider Jackson 5 Motown. I think that's a breakout point.
No, I don't either. Like a lot of the Motown things, like later on, didn't have that sound.
Well, they were listening to just the R&B, Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston. They were listening to them on the Motown.
Yeah.
It's, come on, I don't think so. I'm not taking away from anybody. It's the genre.
Let me finish out the Temptations real quick.
Okay. This is a long intro because my first time I signed up for karaoke, I picked this song and I had to stand up there for 6 minutes and that was the intro.
Oh, they're not fast.
I'm sure they are.
Well, And just because you asked, Saturn?
Yeah, I would have loved to. Yeah. I would have loved to have been there.
Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. Who not ready to have a That's the game we used to play. Yeah. How to think of what this is made. Oh, oh.
Ready or not, here I come. She let you be the one. Always in the mind.
Yeah. and nobody, 'cause you're on the phone. Don't you feel like I'm crying? Don't you feel like crying? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you're crying to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room, and there's nothing but the smell of perfume, don't you feel like a crying? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? Come on, come on, cry to me.
The newest one. Ooh, baby, baby, it is the miracle.
Now, was that Eddie Hendrix singing that with you? Eddie Hendrix? Was that Luther? David?
Al Green.
I love Al Green.
Mm-hmm.
shoulders ready.
Wow.
And building blue. These arms of mine.
Very killing me to stop that one, but here comes the Isley Brothers. We are down to 10 minutes. I'm trying to squeeze them in. This is Smokey and the Miracles. So Hatter,
yes,
we have about six minutes left, and I thought you might want to do whatever kind of wrap up you want to do, and I saved a song to take us out of here with. So, but before you do that, let me just tell everybody that tomorrow is lions and tigers and bears. Oh my! So be sure to get your prompts, and I'll see you at 10 p.m. Eastern. And take it away, Heather.
Yeah, and 1 month from now, be the first Sunday of the month. Be another music show. I don't know. I'll be posting what it'll be. Haven't decided yet. Lady A, thanks for calling in. I like these nights, sort of taking a break from the poetry, listen to some music, talk about some of the stuff. I wanted to give Levi Stubbs a shout out. He was my favorite singers growing up. So thank you, Levi, for all the songs. And anybody out there listening, tune in tomorrow. I'll call in, be a part, free to join. Okay, let's take
all right.
Account. I can't do without you, Deb. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Hatter. You did a great show and packed it full of all types of Motown trivia on the company, on Barry Gordy, on the amazing singers and songwriters. And this has turned out to be one of the fastest three hours in a long time.
Before you push the button.
Go ahead.
Before you push the button.
Yes.
If you notice on the Britain's Got Talent or Australia's Got Talent, once in a while you'll see a judge. His name is Redfro, I think it is.
Yes.
That's Barry Gordy's son.
Barry Gordy's son. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's what I was announcing.
Yeah. But that's really awesome.
I saw him and said, who in the hell is this? I looked him up.
Wow. Well, I don't know, but
go ahead, hit the button.
Since I get a vote, I say we do this kickback Motown night twice a year. How about you?
Yeah, that's not bad. Twice a
year. Awesome. Okay, so we are going to take this pop stamp and have one more amazing song and take us out of here with some Jimmy Ruffin. Here we go.
I know I've got to find some kind of
You said Jimmy Ruffin?
Yes, I did.
Oh, I always thought that was the top. That was the Tops. Maybe the part of those second. Cool. Thanks, Deb. For a lovely evening.
Thank you, Heather. And it was released in 1967. R&B soul.
Yeah.
Great song.
David and Jimmy and David Ruffin both were singers in the Temptations.
There you go. So what
great
a way
voices,
to end
bad attitude.
Great night.
Yeah.
Great music. Thanks, Heather.
Okay.
Thanks, Deb.
That was
thank
fun.
You, Radio.
Thanks for coming. That was fun, everyone. Love and respect you both.
I'd say go to bed, but I know you're already there. See you in my dreams.
Hop on a plane.